This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. First up today, should the government bail out Sapura Energy?
So that's the latest, let's say, twist and turn of this this whole saga, right? The Ministry of Finance might be providing assistance to Sapura, which has, if you remember, accumulated debts totaling 10.3 billion ringgit and is at risk of collapse. So the company is currently undergoing a debt restructuring plan that involves banks, vendors and contractors. And according to a report from The Edge, Finance Minister Datuk Sri Tengku Zafrul has been working on a proposal to provide the company with what they call an assistance package and a grant, which many people are calling basically a bailout.
Yeah, so Sapura has attracted public attention for a number of reasons, not least is PNB's large investment in the company, because they had pumped in around 2.7 billion ringgit into Sapura, primarily through Amanah Saham Bumiputra and Amanah Saham Malaysia. And about, you know, almost 90% of that investment was lost because the firm's share price actually collapsed. Now, according to the report, one option that has been suggested is for PNB to actually pump in more money, but this may result in backlash. Unit holders in Amanah Saham are already not earning shares from the previous investment, but there are other options being presented.
Yes. So, for instance, there's been a suggestion coming by way of former Prime Minister Datuk Sri Najib Tun Razak recommending that Petronas take over Sapura instead, because after all, they are one of its contractors anyway. However, you know, overall, this has really been something that I think there's been a fair amount of pushback and criticism in terms of the government offering assistance, particularly at a time like this when there are lots of other economic issues to be worried about. Last week, for instance, Economic Affairs Minister Datuk Sri Mustafa Mohamad said that the government must remain cautious about its financial performance before asking Petronas to take over Sapura.
Yeah, and there have also been other people weighing in on this, right? Not least during the much promoted, albeit perhaps some might say underwhelming debate that took place between opposition leader Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim as well as former Prime Minister Datuk Sri Najib Razak. Why those two were paired, you might ask. Anyway, the point is the debate happened. And so I think it is that push and pull, right, about Petronas being an option or it shouldn't be. Instead, there should be a forensic audit. Others saying that there's no time, that the company has is an important job creator, job provider, and that therefore, for that reason, it should also be preserved, that it's an important touchstone for the Malaysian economy. So there are all these things that are swirling around in the conversation. And yeah, that's where we find ourselves at a point at which there is what looks to be a plan. But the popularity of that plan, I think, is also something that remains contested. So let us know, do you want to see the government bail out Sapura Energy? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at PFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Dr. Nungsari A. Radi, an economist. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And our first story today is asking the question, should the government bail out Sapura Energy? Because that is one way to address the issues, the woes with which the company is currently faced. And we'd like to hear from you on that front. Is this something you'd like to see, a bailout of Sapura? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Dr. Nungsari A. Radi, an economist. Dr. Nungsari, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So we touched on this earlier, but could you walk us through what led up to this current situation we find ourselves in with Sapura? What went wrong?
Oh, I think there have been some really nice write-ups on that. I think, briefly, Sapura, the telco, actually bought into Crest sometime back, and Crest Petroleum, then Crest Petroleum and Kencana Petroleum emerged in 2012. At the point of merger, both Kencana and Sapura Crest were just service providers, vendors to Petronas. So they were just operating in the Malaysian market, being vendors to Petronas. But almost immediately after the merger in 2012, what became Sapura Energy went into some crazy acquisition and expansion, mostly funded by debt, by bank loans, in fact, not even by bonds, and expanded tremendously. Its debt grew from something like $4 billion plus at the point of mergers, and it reached like $16 billion in 2016, just 4 years later, and then it registered a loss. So this is a company that had big ambitions that were just operating as a vendor to Petronas in Malaysia and wanted to become a global player, and they wanted to do so mostly through borrowings from banks. And of course, you have banks ever willing to give them loans. And they were doing the expansion when oil prices were high. And then as oil prices went down in 15, 16, 17, they were caught and they had to do provisions, quite a lot of provisions. I think in total they did something like $15 billion worth of provisions. And that shrank their balance sheet. And I think today, you're looking at a company that's like what, sitting on about $10 billion worth of debt, and with an equity is only something like what, 250 million ringgit. So this is a story of a local company who became overly ambitious and grew through debt, through loans, through bank loans. So that's a simplified version of it.
So in response to these financial issues, the finance ministry has been working on a proposal. They were talking about an assistance package as well as a grant, and this is largely being called a bailout. What is the rationale for going with this approach?
Well, I totally don't understand why MOF, Ministry of Finance, or either directly or via the MOF Incorporated, would want to touch this or expend any resources to help any company, not just Sapura Energy. You know, we're having food prices issue right now, right? I mean, chicken prices have gone up, food prices have gone up. And we know that the government doesn't have money. We know that MOF doesn't have money. If any money is going to extend to Sapura Energy, they have to borrow. If they want to borrow money, you might as well borrow money to subsidize food prices at this point. So I don't see the point at all for MOF to help out a private company like this when there are other more onerous demands for use of public funds.
So understandably, I think the public response to the idea of the government bailing out another troubled company, troubled GLC, has been complicated. What have been the results of past bailouts?
Yeah, they've been bailouts for sure of government companies, you know, state-owned enterprises, government companies. This is not a government company. This is a Sapura Energy. It's just a company that a statutory fund like PNB has some shareholdings in. And of course, PNB doubled down in 2018 when they subscribed to the rights issue of the company, making their holdings larger. But that doesn't make that a state-owned enterprise. It's a private company. When things were good, the benefits were privately held. And why should, when things are bad, a public fund should be used? I don't see, you know, let's say if this is something that the government started and it's a state-owned enterprise, that's, even then I would disagree, but at least then they would have some justification. Over here now, for Sapura Energy, there's no such justification.
So with all that said, there has been a suggestion for PNB to pump in even more money into Sapura. Do you see this playing out?
That would be crazy, isn't it? I mean, they had a small holding prior to 2018 in Sapura Energy. And in 2018, when Sapura had to raise cash, the issue rights issue, I think PNB basically bought most of it and therefore enlarged their shareholding. That was a mistake, in my view. And if anybody should be punished, then the fund managers at PNB should be punished. But to throw more good money, part of it is my money, into a bad situation is totally ridiculous, in my view.
So While we're talking about suggestions, former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak has suggested that Petronas should take over Sapura. What do you make of this?
Well, that's even as bad as PNB throwing good money into a bad situation. You see, Petronas has lots and lots of vendors, right? I mean, Sapura Energy got into this trouble not because of its expansion due to Petronas being its client. Right? But Sapura Crest did not get into this trouble to serve Petronas. Sapura Crest got into this trouble because Sapura Energy wanted to be a mini Petronas. So Petronas should not actually be bailing out one of its vendors. There are so many other vendors. Some are doing well, some are not doing well. And on top of that, you know, the government has been pushing Petronas for dividends and taxes and so on. So why should those resources be also used to bail out Sapura Energy? At least give it to MOF in form of dividends. At least it gets to us.
Which brings us to another series of calls, which is to close Sapura down instead. Now, what kind of impact would that decision have on Malaysia?
I think, you know, we can't, you know, sitting here say, you know, close it down and whatever. But, you know, there are creditors. There are supposedly very smart bankers who decided 10 years ago to give billions and billions of loans to Sapura. And they are the creditors. They should sit down together. They should probably need to take a haircut. And if it needs to go to liquidation, then it needs to go to liquidation. And if there is a case in terms of demand, business demand for Sapura, then if it goes under, then that demand can be taken up by other local oil and gas players, and the assets and the personnel can then be redeployed in a different way.
Do you see Sapura recovering from this without any government intervention, without any government help?
No, I think if the creditors, the banks, especially who have given them all these loans, willing to take the kinds of haircuts and put in place better governance, better oversight, and maybe a different set of management altogether, they can work it out, I think, between them. But it has to be done between shareholders and the creditors.
Now, a huge part of this ongoing discourse has really focused on how Sapura is a company that's seen to have a lot of potential and to offer and a lot to offer the Malaysian economy. What can you tell us about this?
Well, they wanted to, you know, I think reading at some of the reports, they went slightly bonkers. I mean, they were an offshore services company. They merged with an engineering company formed in China. But they went bonkers on upstream side. They bought all kinds of global assets. They were at one point the second largest drilling company in the world. And you have to imagine, in 2012, they were just a local player. So the lesson here is actually, while we need to increase the footprint of national companies overseas to become a bigger player, not just, you know, in the domestic market, you have to do it in a more careful, more organic manner, and not just be fueled by debt. That should be. It's not that Malaysian companies should not expand their footprint. They should. In fact, all of them should be going outside. But the lesson of Sapura Energy is actually to do it in a much more organic manner, to do it in a much more careful manner. And if anything, Sapura Energy should be a case study for business schools, you know, as a case of how not to expand globally too fast. And maybe people should stop reading the same finance book, you know, because they all believe in all this leverage, leveraging on future cash flow to borrow and build their balance sheets, and then not have enough cash flows out of it, then get into trouble.
Dr. Nungsari, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Nungsari A. Ruddy, an economist, weighing in on the ongoing conversation surrounding Sapura Energy, because the Ministry of Finance is talking about the possibility of providing assistance to them, which has, of course, widely then been looked at and called a bailout. And that's what we've been asking you. Do you want to see the government bail out Sapura Energy? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So the messages are in, and they are more or less off a voice. Let's start with a suggestion from Peter, who says, sell Sapura for a ringgit to a private company that is capable.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there are lots of creditors and so on who are not going to be very happy about that, but sure, that's one way to go.
Meanwhile, we have Lam, who says, no bailout. They never work. Bawaja, Proton, Mas, to name a few. The government has no business getting involved in business. Let Sapura be. The market will, you know, will punish people accordingly to what they've done.
Yeah, I mean, there are a number of people who are echoing Lam's point. Murali says, bailout, bailout. What else does the government want to bail out? Victor says, too big to fail, moral hazard, forensic audit, incompetence or malice. We've talked about all of these before, haven't we?
So I think that actually, Victor, your message actually captures a point that is being made, which is that sense of exhaustion that comes in with these conversations. And I think that, you know, this is something that I feel as if we need to be mindful not to get so tired of things, I guess, that we start being unable to have these conversations, because otherwise the risk is very much there, isn't it?
Yes, and I think that it is. I learned a lot from listening to Dr. Nungsari just now, particularly about making these sorts of financial decisions or investment decisions or even expanding too quickly. And I think there are definitely lessons to be learned, which is why it's important to keep talking about it.
Keep those thoughts coming. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Essentially, what do you make of this ongoing situation around Sapura Energy? Do you want to see the government bail them out? Because there's conversation that might happen. That number to call again, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.